This month's Living in Brisbane is full of the latest news, the best views, and the most fun must-dos to make the most of life in our beautiful city. Find out how the recently opened Adelaide Street Tunnel is helping to keep Brisbane moving. Learn about our plans to make Brisbane's lifestyle even better by opening our pontoons and jetties to more exciting tourism and recreational activities. Celebrate Seniors Month with free and affordable Zumba, yoga, Bollywood dance, and musical performances on offer. There's something for everyone. All this and more in October, Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. The new Adelaide Street Tunnel is now open, marking a major milestone for Brisbane Metro. By moving buses and metro services underground, we're helping to break the bus bottleneck in the CBD and keep Brisbane moving. Since Brisbane Metro launched, more than 3.4 million trips have been taken, showing how quickly our city is embracing the new step change from public transport to mass transit. The first stage lays the foundation for future expansions, which have been identified in the Queensland Government's Brisbane 2032 delivery plan. Our focus remains on delivering more services more often so you can spend less time travelling and more time enjoying our city.
This month, we're celebrating 100 years of Brisbane City Council. In 1925, 18 local councils and two boards merged to form what would become Australia's largest local government by population. Back in 1925, local leaders decided managing roads, rubbish, parks and planning separately was ineffective and made the decision to merge and be governed by a single council. On the 1st of October, the City of Brisbane was officially formed, bringing together these bodies to create a united council for better services, smarter planning, and a stronger future by working together. This bold step has helped shape Brisbane into one of the best places in the world to live, work, and relax.
Check out Brisbane's spring blooms in these top spots. Take a city cat to New Farm Park to admire the picturesque rose gardens and jacaranda trees, or visit Brisbane Botanic Gardens Mount Kuta to admire flowering native plants and the tranquil Japanese garden. Bougainvillea is in bloom at iconic spots like Kangaroo Point Cliffs. There are hidden gems in our suburbs too, such as Bougainvillea Gardens at Sir John Chandler Park in Drupilly and Jacaranda Park, Yeronga. Search parks and playgrounds on brisbane.qld.gov.au to find your perfect park.
Did you know the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust provides festive season support to Brisbane charities? Eligible charities can apply for cash grants to host a Christmas celebration for volunteers, provide meal services for the vulnerable over the Christmas period, purchase gift cards for clients needing a helping hand over Christmas. In addition to grant funding, charities can also apply for toys for children up to the age of 12 who might otherwise go without a gift this Christmas. Eligible charities can apply on the Trust's website before 5 p.m. Friday, the 17th of October. These Christmas grants are one of several grant rounds offered by the Trust each year. Visit lmct.org.au/grants to find out more.
Brisbane's bus network has received another massive boost with the opening of the Adelaide Street Tunnel in the CBD, providing a dedicated link for buses and metros between North Quay and King George Square bus station to keep Brisbane moving. With more than 1,300 buses and metros using the tunnel each day, we're making it easier for you to leave your car at home. The 225-metre tunnel was constructed using a shallow tunnelling method that was an Australian first for an inner-city project. We excavated more than 39,500 cubic metres of soil during construction, which is enough to fill 16 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
We want to make Brisbane's lifestyle even better by opening our pontoons and jetties to more exciting tourism and recreational activities, creating more opportunities for local business. Our river access network is made up of 8 river and recreation hubs with sites designed for short-term use for activities such as kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding and jet skiing, and pick up and drop off by tourism and recreation vessels. We want to tap into growing demand for our pontoons and bring better and more exciting river experiences for locals and visitors to enjoy. We're working with the Queensland Government to review the future use of our river network and the former Gardens Point moorings near the City Botanic Gardens.
Help to support people in our community who are homeless or at risk of homelessness by dropping off non-perishable food and toiletries at ward offices and council libraries until Friday the 31st of October. The next Homeless Connect event will be held at the Brisbane Showgrounds on Friday the 7th of November. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au for more information.
On Tuesday, November 11 at 11 a.m, we pause in silence to remember those who served and sacrificed in all wars, conflicts and peacekeeping operations. We will remember them, lest we forget. For more information on services, events and how to commemorate, visit remembertoremember.com.au.
Kedronbrook is a much-loved destination for locals that helps build Brisbane's reputation as Australia's lifestyle capital. We're working on a 20-year vision and master plan to rejuvenate the Kedronbrook catchment so it continues to be a great place to visit for generations to come. Hundreds of residents shared their ideas for the Kedronbrook vision and master plan in the first round of community engagement. We're now collating the feedback to help shape the draft vision and master plan. Visit Council's website to find out the latest information about the Kedronbrook vision and master plan and to register your interest in receiving project updates.
October is Seniors Month, and we have plenty of ways to celebrate with free and affordable activities across Brisbane. Our Seniors program is part of our commitment to create more to see and do in the suburbs and help to make Brisbane's lifestyle even better. Try a new experience with our Growing Older and Living Dangerously program of activities, including Tai Chi, Zumba, Yoga, and Bollywood dance. Enjoy a musical journey through the decades at the Lord Mayor's Seniors Cabaret Gala on Sunday, the 19th of October, and see spectacular performances by local seniors and special guests at Brisbane City Hall. Search Seniors Month on Council's website and start planning.
Applications are now open for grants and fellowships supporting Brisbane's artists and workers, cultural workers and creative producers. The Lord Mayor's Creative Fellowships provide funding of up to $10,000 for professional development opportunities. The Creative Sparks Grants Program, in partnership with the Queensland Government through Arts Queensland, offers up to $15,000 for new works to share with the people of Brisbane. Applications close Monday, the 10th of November for Creative Sparks, and Lord Mayor's Creative Fellowships close on Monday, the 17th of November. To learn more about our grants and apply, search Creative Grants on Council's website. This week, a very special guest in our studio. Please introduce yourself and tell us a bit about why you're here.
Thank you. My name's Aisha Glenn. I work for Creative Communities in Brisbane City Council and we produce Valley Fiesta. So I'm here to talk about that today.
Cool. So can you give us a quick overview of what Valley Fiesta is and why it's such a highlight on Brisbane's events calendar?
Absolutely. Valley Fiesta is Brisbane's largest free street party, and it's been happening in Fortitude Valley since 1996. Every year, the event transforms the valley's iconic entertainment precinct into a huge celebration of music, culture, and community. It's a real highlight for Brisbane because it delivers more than just great live music. It brings people together and supports local businesses and showcases the creative identity of Brisbane.
So what can attendees expect in terms of music and entertainment this year?
This year's Valley Fiesta is happening on Saturday, the 11th of October, and it's shaping up to be massive. There'll be two main stages plus DJs pumping through the valley laneways from afternoon until late. The lineup this year is packed with incredible talent. Headliners include Hockey Dad, Psycho, Kelly Holiday, The Lazy Eyes, Void, Sonic Reducer, Shaka, Special Features, Lottie McLeod, and Tide. On top of that, there'll be some awesome DJs bringing the valley laneways to life. This year's event has been produced by Q Music and the lineup has been delivered by the team over at the Tivoli. It's a real showcase of both national and local artists.
The Cube Effect program, which Council runs, supports local artists in the community. Can you tell me a bit about how Valley Fiesta supports the program?
The Cube Effect is a really fantastic program delivered by Council. The two programs really complement each other. The Cube Effect focuses on developing emerging artists and giving them professional opportunities. Valley Fiesta, on the other hand, provides an iconic live platform to showcase artists in front of a large audience. Many of the Cube Effect participants have gone on to perform at Valley Fiesta, so it's a natural progression, helping them grow from mentorship and development into performing alongside some of Australia's best-known acts. It's a great example of how Council invests in the music pipeline from grassroots to major stages. And just to call out some notable alumni, this year's headliner Psycho has gone through the program. There's also other big names like Hope D, the Betty Rays, and Azaris, who's really blowing up right now, who are all from Brisbane, and they've all taken part in the Cube Effect previously. So if you're a young musician from Brisbane, applications for the Cube Effect 2026 program will open in the coming months. Keep an eye on Council's website for more information.
Upgrading our dog off-leash areas is just one of the ways we're ensuring Brisbane remains the best place to live, work, and relax. We've recently upgraded or opened new dog off-leash areas in Hyde Road Park, Yeronga, Patton Park, The Gap, Green Hill Reservoir Park in Chapel Hill, Newbury Park Place, Carindale, Bulimba Riverside Park, Bulimba, Anzac Park, Toowong, and Callum Vale District Park in Callum Vale. Search dog off-leash areas on our website to find dog parks and off-leash dog beaches in Brisbane.
Storm season is here, so don't wait until it's too late to prepare. Start by tidying your yard, trim branches, mow the lawn, clear gutters, and secure loose items like outdoor furniture. Prepare an emergency kit ready for evacuation or if you lose electricity or water, and include a plan for what to do in case of a crisis. Make a list of key contacts so you're not scrambling later. Stay informed by signing up for our Brisbane Severe Weather Alert Service and follow us and the Bureau of Meteorology on social media. Search Be Prepared on brisbane.qld.gov.au for more tips to prepare.
Take advantage of our sustainable rebates of up to $100 for compost bins, worm farms, and bokashi bins, plus rebates of up to $200 for food waste recycling equipment like a food waste dehydrator or in-sink food disposal system. Composting is a simple way to cut down your household waste and reduce food waste going to landfill, while creating a rich mix for your garden. Our online resources can help you choose the best composting method to suit your home. Plus, you'll find handy videos with composting tips and tricks. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Compost Rebate Program for eligibility criteria and some great ideas for composting.
Jump on your bike and experience how our bikeways keep Brisbane moving on National Ride to Work Day on Wednesday, the 15th of October. Try these top local bike routes to take your commute to the next gear. North Brisbane Bikeway, Western Freeway Bikeway, Kangaroo Point Bikeway, Indooroopilly Riverwalk, Laura's Bonnie Riverwalk, Veloway 1, Kedron Brook Bikeway, Bicentennial Bikeway, and CityLink Cycleway. Visit our website to find interactive community maps to plan your next ride. Search Riding in Brisbane on Council's website for more information, including bike parking and facilities in the CBD and safety tips.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.